Good morning.
Good morning.
So, this is very exciting. This morning after the lecture, we're going to move the majority of the Zendo over to the new space. So I'm hoping that many of you are here to help do that. And there's lots of tasks, you know, for people who can't carry much and for people who can carry a lot. So there's a big range. My task this morning is to say something about this space, how wonderful this space has been for us. And I was kind of looking around, as I'm wont to do, at Dogen quotes, and came up with a couple that I thought were provocative and appropriate. So here they are. One sentence, Buddha after Buddha, extend their hands, ancestor after ancestor transmit to each other. Buddha after Buddha, extend their hands, ancestor after ancestor transmit to each other. And the other sentence is, within 10,000 forms, I appear alone. Above the 100 grasses, we meet each other. Within 10,000 forms, I appear alone. Above the 100 grasses, we meet each other. Jaco and I rented the space in 2007. So in a few months, we will have been here for 10 years. Hard to believe, right? 10 years. So for 10 years, this room, this Buddha, has extended its hands to us. Before we came to this room, this Buddha extended its hands to the people who were here before us and the people who were here before us. And this building and the wood that it's made of and the plaster and the cement, the land has extended its hand over eons and eons. And this room will continue to extend its hand in the future to all who come forward. There was a yoga studio here before we were here. I think the door had Namaste on it. And there's a little mirror up above the door. I'm sure to ward off evil. It's probably what's that called?
Feng Shui.
Thank you. Feng Shui. So for 10 years together, we have practiced, and we will continue to practice for decades going forward. And we have practiced with each other and with all beings throughout endless, beginningless time. This place here is a Buddha. This room is a Buddha extending its hand to us. This is a room that has welcomed us. It's a space that has been patient with us. It's a space that has had no judgment of us. This is a space that has been protecting us from the weather, supporting us. It's been the ground upon which we have gotten up off the ground. Remember that Dogen quote where he says, you know, you use the ground to get up off the ground. So this ground that we get off of is the support itself, the actual room, the floor that allows us to stand up. But it's also the ground of the Buddha Dharma. It's also the ground of all of reality that allows us to stand up, that allows us to come forward. So this room has also been this for us. This room has experienced with us many moments of coming and going. The coming and going of our thoughts in Zazen. The coming and going of people. Some people have stayed, some have gone, some have come back. Lots of change. We think of it in a way that the Zendo has just been here all this time. But in the midst of that being, as is true of everything, it's been in constant flux as well. So there is that gratitude, I feel anyway, to the stability of this room being here for us year after year after year, knowing that it's going to be here and going to be supporting us. In this room, we receive the Dharma. We receive the Dharma everywhere that we are. It isn't just in this room. The whole world, as Dogen says, the whole world is a sutra. The whole world is preaching to us. But this room, for the last 10 years for us, has had this specificity of being a place that we can come and formally practice the Dharma with each other, to formally explore that with each other. When we first started out, we had a bookcase, a TV stand that we had bought at IKEA, that ours was our altar, and it was over there in the corner, as I recall. And we had a couple of zafus, and well, we always had the same number of zafus and zabutons that we have now, but we only had a few of them out. And what else?
The TV stand has now been
cut down and turned into a bookcase that we use over there. There weren't any of these shoji screens, so it was just one big open room. But you know, it's always felt welcoming. The space has always felt welcoming, even when it was so sparsely furnished and not very official looking. And then Jim Abrams came along 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. Now it's been, I don't know, does anybody remember? 3 years? Jim Abrams, longer than that. Jim Abrams built this beautiful altar for us. And he's clearly a master woodworker. And Jim's been making Dharma implements for various groups for a long time. He also made the altar at the Santa Cruz Zen Center. So deep gratitude to Jim, but also deep gratitude to the redwood trees that make up that altar. So the story of that is that, I know many of you have heard this, is that the wood, these redwoods, you know, were just chopped down up in the hills, and they would roll them, I guess they would roll them down the hill and put them in the river and then send them down, probably down the delta or whatever. And then a lot of logs sunk into the mud on the riverbank, but because it was such an expendable resource, they just left them there. So these are old growth redwood that they're now digging out of the riverbank. And so that's where this altar, the genesis of the wood for this altar. This wood is Buddha. This wood is this very tangible sense to me about the continuity and no beginning and no end of this life. And I think as Californians, we have this deep affinity towards the giant sequoias and the redwoods, you know, that you can think that this altar used to be one of those huge, amazing trees that we see when we go to like Muir Woods or someplace like that. So this altar and this room have just been here without discrimination about thoughts about what we're up to, thoughts about this or that. This Buddha, this room, has just been here, opening its door, offering its floor, nurturing us and sheltering us. This room is one of the 10,000 forms, one of the 100 grasses, in which we, the room, our Sangha, all of us, this city, this universe, we meet each other and transmit the Dharma. So Dogen says, within the 10,000 forms, these, the 10,000 forms, I appear alone. This I appear alone is just the particularity of the 10,000 forms. It's just you and me and the zafus and the redwood and the altar and the room meeting each other above the 100 grasses we meet each other. So beyond the particularity of this or that, beyond the particularity of our discriminations, we meet each other. We see each other. We know our sameness with each other. We feel compassion towards each other. We cultivate our wisdom with each other. And this room has been part of that process for us. So again, this room has abided in patience with us. It's never complained. It's taken each day as it comes. It's offering its teaching. It's supported us in transmitting the Dharma. Jaco and I came here, I guess, when we moved over in around 2007, over down the street. We were walking around the neighborhood looking for a space, and this place was for rent. And we had been trying to find a space to sublet. We went to Inner Light, and they didn't have any place. And we went to that church that's in Soquel, across from the Ugly Mug, that big white church. We went there. They weren't interested. And to be honest with you, I was not looking forward to having Zafus and Zabatons in the trunk of my car that I had to unload every time that we wanted to have a sitting. So we kind of bit the bullet and stepped off the 100-foot pole and just went ahead and leased this place. Randy and Sue were students of ours before we even came here. Holly, you showed up really quickly after that. So the kind of people who've been here through this whole time, initially through thick and thin, everything they would be at. Every period of Zazen, every lecture, every Tuesday night, you know, they were there. And so I always knew, we always knew that when we came, at least three other people would be here. And thank you very much. That is a deep gratitude for that. I really appreciate it. And so I've always felt like all of us, you know, all of us make this happen. So everyone here now, everyone who's ever been here, everyone who's come and gone and come back again, all the 99 people, we have 99 people on our listserv, so that means that all 99 of those people at some point have walked in this door and written their name on the sheet to receive emails. So I feel this deep gratitude, and more than gratitude, this real community, like we are Sangha. We are doing this thing together. And this room has, of course, been part of that. This space has been part of that. So I just wanted to think of this space because this is true. This space is Buddha. This space is a Buddha. This space is not without character. This space is not without consciousness. It is the mind of Buddha. It is Buddha after Buddha extending their hands. It is ancestor after ancestor transmitting to each other. It is the sutra that teaches us the Dharma. So now we're moving down the hallway. Sherry's going to, Thera Pilates is going to come and use this space. And it just keeps going on. Just keeps going on. Thank you.